Okay, go ahead, Trina.
Hello.
Hey, darling.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hi, Ion. Love being
Happy
here.
Days.
Thank you. Happy days.
Nice to be hanging, isn't it?
It is. It's so nice. It's just great. Life is good. Well, I wanted to call in and just talk a little bit about the RNA drops. I have been doing this Shirin treatment. Got the opportunity that this young gal brought this machine into America, and it's S-C-H-I-R-E-N. Bob, I sent you that email. I'm going to try to explain what it is. I'm going to read it here online.
They accuse us of reading off the internet all the time, so this is great. Somebody else can do it. It'll be all right.
Well, so people can understand what this is because it's not
the only problem
common.
Is sometimes we have to put it in the internet so that we can have a place we say it. Then we have to put it in the internet so then they can find it. That's pretty hysterical, too. But they don't give us credit for all that stuff. We chalk that all up to Bob.
You have an impossible job. I know, Ion. You're trying to get our attention.
But we loving every minute of it.
That's good. Well, this is called Biontology, Biontologist. It's like electronic acupuncture. And so it's like a
it's
light
frequency.
Therapy.
No, we can explain it better
yeah.
than
you. Okay,
we
good.
We can do it better
Thank
than you, darling.
Good, because Carolyn's not here.
Better.
So thanks, Ion.
Well, that's okay. It's okay. See, it's almost like that you're using the pi, 1 pi, 2 pi, 3 pi, based on a tight frequency flux, a flux capacitation. And so then what happens is if you study numerology, it would be a 3. But we're not really talking about that. What we're trying to say is that you would have different lengths of frequency, and they reach at different points, just like the 7-star needle in regular acupuncture. You use a little hammer to drive a 7-star in. It's like a foot long. Well, this, you do it with a frequency, which is what would never worked until we said all about frequency, that it changes, that everything is vibrationally or frequency balanced. This actually brings a contrasting frequency to a body part that allows your body to respond to the change in frequency, which can sometimes bring an increased or a better chi or a energy point or a conflex. So it's the reflexology of a skin dermis reaction to a light-sourced electrical stimuli-based conundrum.
Yeah, that.
Is that a little easier? Is that a little easier, darling?
Yes, thank you for explaining that.
See,
but
and it's all cool, but it's not necessary.
Is it all cool?
But it's
not necessary.
Okay.
But cool to show me some really neat things about the drops and being on the drops. This is kind of what
it allows you to open or diffuse emotions. It allows you to split those, that whether it be hedonistic or epicurean, you can kind of like go flower to flower to flower like a butterfly, and you can come back around and becoming, okay. And it also can help you be more socially objective, so that you can fit in to relationships, and it doesn't be a prerequisite that they have to be loyal or a good listener or give good advice or be an ideal friend. You can be good with them anyway. The same way that you can engage with other things easier, like steel, glass, metal, different types of blues, old roses.
Oh, yeah, metal.
Turquoise, the different metals and the materials that you now have a different frequency point of a point, a point of point. But now we're saying a lot of words, but they really don't mean a thing. But what does mean a thing is that your drops have put you in a position where you're starting to notice this. Without the drops and doing this particular thing, it wouldn't be very meaningful. It'd be like a peyote in a jar. If you don't take the peyote, it doesn't do you any good. Well, the same way here. Once you get it out of the jar and into you, everything looks from different. It becomes almost a psychedelic, transcendental-based engagement. it can. So this can also open stuff.
Yeah.
And you have a few chakras that are really screwed up, too. There's a few chakras we haven't named yet, but we can't because Dr. Dean said we're not supposed to do that. We're not going to do what Dr. Dean says we're not supposed to do. But she said we're not going to do that yet because we're going to do it in a minute. We got them. We're going to probably leak them out knowing us. We'll on accident tell Bob, and then it'll be on the front page of the Washington Post or the New York fucking Times. Bob's in charge of it. But don't you worry. As long as
we'll
the Murdoch
making
money off of it. Yeah, see, we know. Don't worry. Bob will get them out. Bob will get them out. But they're there, and you're using them already. So you're going to be, when you get them, you're going to note it because they're going to be open. Because, see, God has a lot more capacities of engagement than little men. So it's not odd that an extra chakras that would be all-knowing, all-powerful, all-flowing, that could control every transpiring thing in the world. If you watch the messengers, and you can take regular little men and convert them into angels, and angels that are supposed to be messengers to stop the apocalypse, if you're able to do that with just a smash or bringing of the damn devil who's all up in your butt all the time anyway, if you're going to do that, trying to get the angels to do a little something for you to become an angel, you most certainly should be able to open up the genome that allows all your power to flow within and without you, or everything a rabbit can do to a stump, remember?
So would that be our DNA has evolved in order for us, the chakras, to be
noticed? Yes, and it is. But when you say that like that's a problem, it's not. It's very, very good. It's good.
Is it happening fast for me?
It is. And it's good. It's faster than the mandarins.
Yes. Yeah.
They're in a race. The Zhen Turan is after it. They're trying to get it.
The Mandarin? They're trying to get it? I didn't catch that last part, but...
Yes, it's the always recorded. Zhu She Ren.
With these Sharen treatments, in reference to my daughter's diabetes, I mean, really thinking that her pancreas can rejuvenate itself and not be insulin dependent using these treatments with her.
It can.
Oh, cool.
But
not necessary for me. Oh, they won't.
The treatments won't have that.
No.
But if you give her a very small amount to restructure along, it'll balance it immediately.
Well, I'm working on that with
what's
her.
What's happening is she's responding to the sugar levels that are over the top too much. And you're trying to balance.
Yes.
And don't give it any to do. Just make it little. Just give it a little. And there's no added sugar to it. But it's perfectly fine. And you watch. It'll start balancing. She'll have an A1C of 4.8 very quickly.
Oh, my goodness.
Wouldn't that be fun? Because now what are you going to
Yeah, we know.
And that'll get it all balanced, and it'll be no problem. It's going to be good.
All right.
But it's hard because otherwise you're, like, hungry all the time, and that sort of sucks. But you have to be careful because if you go overdo it, it's going to make it hypoglycemic. If you don't be careful, you got to balance it. So go little by little by little. See, that's
little
the human beings that respond. It doesn't spawn. It responds.
So just a little bit of research.
Just one scoop a day, or am I done? Well, do a spoonful several times because you're trying to balance it. Don't overdo any of it. Just do a little.
Okay.
And then with everything else, that magnesium is low as well.
She takes the magnesium, but we could do more. Okay, we'll up that.
Who are you talking about, Trina?
My daughter's type 1 diabetic. She's 15 now, so this is absolutely awesome. A teaspoon. Do it little by little. The restructure is going to help her get her blood sugars back a couple times a day.
Balance. It's tough because when you're a kid, you want to eat stuff and you're hungry all the time. You got to balance it. Well, this will help be able to balance that. Now, we're not going to say we're going to put it on Milky Ways or candy bars and that kind of stuff, obviously.
But she doesn't really
do that anyway. But every once in a while, it'd be nice to be able to enjoy something like that, wouldn't it?
Yep, that would be wonderful.
You know, so it becomes normal. We want normal is what we want. We got this.
Yeah.
Just step back. You've
awesome.
Messed up enough.
I have.
Step back.
I'm in the way.
Let it be to see who you are, really, because it's really crazy.
I know.
Get it balanced to where it's not such a thing.
Yeah.
But then don't let her build the moniker that you set. You set this up that this is the way this is, and it's not. And she's trying to say, no, it can't be this way. And you're going, what you have to do, this, blah, 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 this is your health, blah, 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 whatever all that is. Get over all that crap and get her back to normal so she can be normal, and then everything will be all right.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, Trina.
I'll do that.
Yeah, get an opportunity for her to have a potential orgasm every day.
Well, I know. Those teenagers are horny, so... Yeah, we'll get her on the
swim structure,
and then I'll have to really worry.
That's being taken care of? Her orgasm a day is being taken care of?
Are you being serious?
Of course.
Can the restructure be the orgasm, Bob? You know, I don't need to know those things, Bob. She's my kid.
Ah, no, take an interest.
Good.
Haven't you seen the development of porn?
She's micromanaged. She's macromanaged everything to death. That's just why.
I have.
You don't have to macromanage that at all. But don't make it so that it's impossible either. Because what you're doing is you're going to set these little markers that say this is normal or not normal. Because whether you know it or not or believe it or not, she actually digs you.
Okay, cool.
Actually, what?
Right,
yeah. Well, Bob always says, leave your kids alone. Get out of the way. My kid likes me.
Hey, Trina, there's a new trend in porn. There's a lot of, say, I don't know if it's incest, but a lot of women making out with their daughters, a lot of daughters making out with their brothers. A lot of that on the porn now. Maybe you can get into that a little bit.
That's just funny, Bob.
This is how we do it.
Gosh. Well, that is excellent advice. Thank you so much, Ion.
Oh, get some sugar beets, too.
Sugar beets? Also help support her?
Yep. Pickled are okay. You can get real sugar beets, like that come out of the dirt, and wash the dirt off of them, and put a little salt and olive oil, and wrap them in foil, and bake them in the oven, like roast them in the oven. That makes them taste better, and they're delicious, and that might be something... Good.
I'll do that. Yeah. Never had that before, so we'll try it.
It'll be a sweetness. It'll be a sweetness.
Sweetness. Okay. Wonderful. She likes all kinds of food, so.
Hey, Trina, did you bring Deb back to life yet?
Well, I think she's back to life.
Okay.
She was sad because her kitty cat passed away after all her companion, and but she sounds good. I don't know if she'll be on today because it is her birthday and she had plans.
No, I'm talking about your friend Deb.
Oh, my friend
Idaho
Deb.
Passed away.
No, I know. No, I haven't.
You haven't brought her back?
I haven't.
Okay.
Do you have any? I don't think she wants to come back. Does Deb Durbin want to come back, Ion?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so.
Well, because she likes it where she is now.
Is there anything I could tell her husband?
Get laid.
To hear? To get laid. Yes, he does need to get laid. I'll tell him that. He'll get a kick out of that. Sometimes I'll hear her.
Hey, Bob,
in the archive.
Get number three right.
Okay.
Get number three ready. Okay.
We can continue on, but he'll get it ready. That way, give him a little cue. Because, see, we've done this already. So, for us, it's a re-recording, a re-recording. So, we even had the music all worked out and everything in it lined so Bob can line it up for when it is right now. Because it's now. It was then. It's now. Wait, no. Coming, yeah. No. Well, it kind of gets crazy. But listen to the words. This is old-timey stuff. It's not really new, but it's old, but it's new. Because now you can apply these things from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and whatever those times are. It now applies to now, which is pretty insightful when you start hooking things up and lining things up because they're starting to align, realign. Yes.
He's going to play that song now?
Unless you're talking more, if you want to talk some more, you can talk
some
more.
I was going to share with the people about how amazed that this young little practitioner, when she was giving me the treatments, she said that most people are in spin the spin.
Yes, you're not.
Inversion.
You're grounded. You're right.
Yeah,
you're not.
Said,
you are not. You're it's unbelievable because that's what everybody runs into. See, that's what God is grounded. Yes,
it's
you're
grounded.
Absolutely right, Don. Now, some of y'all was more fucked up than others of you were fucked up as far as fucked up goes. But as a bird flies, you're starting to all do very nicely. We got you in the middle kingdom and back out of the upside down. We only had to waste L for a season to get that worked out. That's over and past, thank goodness, unless Bob goes back to that awful quadrant that'll throw y'all right back into it. He is quite powerful, that ridiculous little motherfucker. That's Bob, our ridiculous little motherfucker. But anyhow, past all that, if he holds tight, everybody stays grounded, we're going to be making some good progress. Y'all are doing well.
We're ready for progress, Ion.
That's
happy
good.
And ready for more.
Good. If you only knew, if you only could taste the sweetness, the deliciousness that is this experience that you're fixing to come to, it will be over. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable that you've gone through all this travail and bloody flux time and time and time again to come to this tiniest little place of a tiniest bit of release. It's unbelievable. You'll think. No crying then, honey. Be no crying. You throw them crying rags away.
I'm fine with that.
What's wrong with some new linens, by the way?
I don't think there's anything wrong with new linens.
Good. Get some Pima or Egyptian 500 thread count. Nice linens.
I love nice sheets, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do that.
You can get some Bowl and Branch, too. They're pretty good, but not as good as good Pima, but they're pretty good.
And it's important I buy new sheets?
No, just get some better linens. They're starting to be worn out.
Yeah.
perfect, Bob. That was perfect. Cute and everything. You're getting so good at this. We're going to have to get you some money. That's what we have to do, Bob. You get some money checks. It'd be so nice.
Yeah, and you're getting, your recommendations are getting better.
Don't bring me down, Bob. Don't bring me down.
Yeah.
Don't bring me
That's
down.
That's what it was. That was the song.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much,
down.
Trina. You've got a lot of
okay.
I haven't been on very much.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for the time.
Word.
And,
heard the word.
I want to tell you, on the drops, there was no disturbances in the light frequencies whatsoever. And I have more to share about
you mean some instrument? Some instrument?
Yeah, doing these Shirin treatments. Like Ion says, everybody's in spin version where their atoms are going clockwise around their electrons. Everybody's that way. And when I went in there, she said, Trina, I've only ever had one person not on spin mode, and she was a healer or some shaman. She goes, what the heck?
Tell her you're ascending.
Yeah, I told her. I told her about the RNA drops.
The drops, it's you. It's not the drops.
She's taking them now. It's me. Yeah, it was so
cool. We're so sorry. We're sorry. Y'all stop people from taking their drops. You're gonna get, everybody's gonna ascend, and we're not gonna have it. Just, you know, it's kind of like why you don't want the apocalypse to happen, because you won't have anything to do. Bob will have to just play with himself. He won't have anything to do. Everybody will be ascended.
Well, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Okay.
I
could ask one more question, though, real quick.
Hey, when you told her about the drops now, how did she respond?
She called them the magic drops. She is so intrigued and inspired by them. She put them in her machine, and so she would take me off the drops and back on the drops. And I could talk a lot about that, but it was really, really kind of cool because I actually, she said, next time come in, don't take the drops 2 days before you come in. And so I did. I didn't take my drops, and I went back in spin mode, but I was angry because all of a sudden my vibration was back down like the little man, 99%ers. And I was like, and, you know, but
right.
I'm not going off my drops anymore, you know. And we laughed, and I gave her some drops, and she's taking the drops.
So what was your final question?
I'm a realtor. A couple of my listings were from suicides this summer. And I have one right now, and I can't even get a showing in it. And I was wondering, you know, should I sage that? I mean, usually I feel really, the house feels peaceful to me.
You have to. No. They're not.
Use some dragon blood to sage?
They are not. Yeah, you have to. You got to do it not just once, because the earthbound spirits, they call them.
Okay. Did you hang up?
No,
we didn't.
Oh,
it's pretty serious. You're drawing them.
Exorcism?
You're drawing those listings. You're drawing those listings.
Now, what is happening? There is ghosts there? Is that what you said?
You know, I know the man who died. He committed suicide, and I'm selling the house for his daughter. And, yeah, I'm not getting any showings whatsoever. And so I guess I need to go get some dragon sage and sage the house, because Ion's saying something about an earthbound spirit. And go on, Ion, please, on that.
They are. It's quite a problem, because the more and more and more it happens, the people are trying to get out. And they get out, then they realize they're not out. That's why we just giggle and laugh. People say, we say, go on, key yourself, key yourself, key yourself, stupid motherfucker, key yourself. That's what we say, because they're never out. They're still in the soup. Whether they want it or not, like it or not, is it or not, they're still in the soup. So they're still in the soup. So it doesn't matter what the fuck you do. You're still in the soup. So it doesn't matter. But
so
they get trapped. They get trapped.
So saging will help him move on.
No, it'll help you.
No?
You know, put him to sleep so you can do something with the house.
With the house.
If you want to
do okay, and you
so
say do it a couple
that,
times.
You're not doing this. Yeah, you got to, because, yeah. But you're doing this. Are you doing this for the money? Is that what you're doing this for?
I really am doing this one for the family. I like my job. I do for the money. The money, of course, you know, I want to get paid.
No, but I mean, that's interesting.
It's not the whole motivation.
You're going through all this drama, and you're not even doing it for the money.
Well, I get paid when it sells, so I'm doing it for the money.
Oh, no, we understand. No, but that's not the point. There's others that are easier to do. Because now you're running into what you call resistance.
Yeah, that's true.
Now you got to buy a damn sage. Who's paying for the sage now? Dead people? Interesting. So we're not warring you, and we're not warring Matt. We're just saying that it's interesting that you're willing to do it. We're happy you're willing to do it. It's a good thing to do, but it's not for any other reason than that's just because you do. You could be a necromancer if you wanted to, darling.
What's that?
Google,
you know what that is, Bob?
Bob,
are you Googling?
Ah, he doesn't even know where his lucky box is.
It would take me too long, too.
Googling. I'm masturbating.
But I did reduce...
The ghost of suicide. Very arousing.
Wow. Yeah, I did reduce my commission and took the listing to help the family. So I guess you're saying I shouldn't do
you can't,
that.
You can't Google
I
yourself.
I don't mind.
You're not on your computer.
Yes, you can. We didn't think there was any problem with it. We were just making the point of intriguing it is that it doesn't have anything to do with money.
Yeah, necro, N-E-C-R-O. You're not going to do it? You're not near your computer?
Necrophilia?
Necromancer. Mancer.
No, not necrophilia. Not necrophilia if the body's still warm.
Necromancer, I see it now. Okay. A person who practices necromancy, a wizard or magician. We're already kind of that already on the drops. As gods. Right, Aya?
See, you don't even know. You just
think it's... Oh, I see. Okay, I need to read a little longer. So it's about the dead spirit scent. Or necromancy.
He's saying that you could do necromancy.
Is a supposed practice of magic involving communication with the deceased. Okay, I see. Either by
I do that all the time, you know.
Well, and I did talk to the spirit
only
in there.
Only Bob kills them. Bob talks to them until they die. And that's... He killed Michael Blake Reed. He's about to kill Dave Worcester. He killed Vern. He killed Bob Carr. All of them. Two of them. Or two and a half of them. Half of one still alive. But he killed, Robert Stang and gave three of them ass cancer that they put on him. And he killed... who is that little guy in CKLE? Your little buddy. He killed him.
Mike Dyer?
Mike Dyer, the director there at CK, and then he killed him. And then he talks to him because he runs out of people to talk to. So, yeah, that Bob, he's a corpus.
I kill him, then talk to him through a medium.
Yeah.
Hey, that's funny. That's funny.
Thanks, you guys.
And, yeah,
thanks,
all right.
Diane.
Well,
thanks, Bob. It was awesome. Appreciate
yeah, that was good. Okay, how do I write down? I enlist off the people Bob killed. All right, that should attract
attention. Now, forget that we've introduced necromancy to the whole conversation. That's never been done before, ever, ever, ever. That's not noteworthy. That doesn't have anything to do with anything. But the ones that affect Bob, that's going to get an email sent to himself. You can believe that. You can just know that. Yours is just a trite, glib, cliched archetype that they were just sorry they had to endure while we were getting to the good parts of Bob. But, you know, that's what happens when you're into the good parts of Bob, of course.
All right, on to the next person. Thank you, Trina.
Necromancers make a lot more money than real estate agents, darling.
I muted her, but she's laughing.
If it is about the money. If it's not, then it doesn't matter. But if it is about the money, necromancers make more.
Okay, so 778 in Vancouver, you have some questions?
I do. Yay, it's Loyette. How you doing, Bob?
How you doing, Loyette?
Hey, Sugar, how you doing?
Well, I'm just getting over a cold. I had it at the same time Bob and
Oh, Loyette. You too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Imagine that. Having any product issues that are working out good for you?
Yeah, I do my drops and my Meg and my Mite. I haven't gotten the restructure yet, but I do have some extra whey protein powder and pea powder and lysine and stuff like that that I throw in my smoothies.
That's there, good.
I'm
going to
order some. I'm getting ready.
Yeah. Do. It's you'll find it's amazing.
I know. I'm getting ready for it. I'll be ordering it for sure.
What are you ordering? Restructure, Loyette?
Yeah, I haven't yet.
Oh, so you got the cold before it showed up.
I got the cold the same time you and Carolyn got it. And I can't remember the last time I had a cold. All of a sudden, I'm going, what the hell is this? How the hell did I get
this? Yeah, but that's
the
restructure. You're getting ahead of time. We got ours from the restructure. You getting your cold before the restructure
is embarked. I always do shit ahead of time. What is with that, Ion? Am I ahead of everybody?
No, you're just ahead of yourself. You're ahead of yourself. You're predisposed. You're predisposed. That's it. So that's good, because we can't say what it's doing, but you're doing good, and you'll see.
You
in a minute. When you get the restructure, because they get mad, and then we can accuse Baba.
Of what?
Yeah, of what? Accuse Bob of?
Bob, Ion. Did I lose him?
Let me see.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, accuse
okay.
Bob of what? What do you accuse? Somebody accuse me of what?
I'm not accusing Bob anything. I love Bob.
I know.
He's my man.
We do, too. We have to. We don't have to, but you're not woman enough to take our man. We'll just let you know that.
No.
Even so.
Enough men in my household I got
to
look after.
Girl, ain't it the way? Ain't it the way? It's the truth. But anyhow, short version, you can't say some things because then it turns into a thing, and it's not ready for it to be a thing yet because we've jumped on Bob pretty tough to make him behave, and he's trying to capitulate. But if we give him the 99.44% of wiggle room, he'll be on this like a bad habit, and we just can't stand it right yet. So we got to go soft and easy and let Bob matriculate, and as he does, he's being good, but we have to be very careful, because if we get anything, then it'll be, well, you brought it up, well, you said something about it, well, I just told him, I didn't tell him that, I didn't, the next thing you know, it's all out, then it don't matter, and you can't unknow things, and some things you're going to know, but you don't need to know this just yet. Now, some are going to figure it out. Yes and yes. Some things you're just going to figure out, which is why I'm now or to you, that you're just going to figure out, and you will just figure them out, and that's right. But if you do, congratulations. You can ask that question, and then it's out. But if you don't ask that question for you, that's not what we're trying to do.
Did you
see what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I do want to ask a question about a recipe.
Please. We love recipes.
Well, this recipe is a recipe of the gods called ambrosia.
Yes, we know it well. You have the wrong type of coconut.
Really? Okay, well, can you give me the right recipe for the recipe that Athena, I'm reading about ambrosia on Wikipedia, Athena made a really good recipe and gave it to Penelope. Look like really good stuff. So can you give me that recipe or a better recipe?
Some are good, better than others, but you should not use marshmallows at all. That's not in a, but it's not in a minute. Well, but a lot of them do. They make it like an ambrosia salad, but they do like fluff. But there's other things. Ina, our dear friend Ina Garden, makes a very wonderful one. She's very persnickety because she has flavor biases and tastes that she doesn't like. So let's just start this way. First of all, you got to go somewhere where they have real good fruit. That means fresh pineapple, fresh apricots, fresh cherries, all these fresh fruits. Get those all together, okay? And you can ferment this, too, and make this into like a conserve, you know, when you have salty meat, the same type thing. But then you get a fresh, good South Pacific coconut. You can ask for them.
South Pacific coconut. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then you can make sure all those are at the perfect ripeness, and then you peel them, saving all the juice, capture the juices. So peel them cleanly so you can take the peel away but save all the juices that come from it. And then you take your pears and all your fruits. You choose your fruits, and the more fruits, the better. And make sure everything is fresh. Then you, in those juices, then you put about a half a cup of granulated sugar or caster sugar into that and let it sit. And what it does is that brings out the fluid, the wicks the fluid out of the fruit to make the fluid, make it wet. That's what you're trying to do. Now, you want to get some, two chunks of Madagascar cinnamon, some fresh nutmeg, that's the nutmeg seed, the big kernel, the big corn of nutmeg, and grate a little nutmeg in it. So it makes a huge difference with a microplane. And you want to get some good, fresh mint and two sprigs of lemongrass. And you put that in the wet part. Once the fluid starts building, you put that into the mixture. Now, we're talking
spearmint, peppermint.
peppermint, just mint, like garden mint.
Yep.
And the lemongrass.
Yep.
And then you let that sit for a day and cover it in the refrigerator. And then you bring that back out. Then you bring that back out. And you then you can take some English walnuts and some cashews.
Ooh.
Now, we're not giving measurements. We're not giving measurements because that's up to you. Because you could be making 100 gallons and you could be making a little pot full. But adjust it. And here's how it works. Stir it from the bottom and taste.
Okay.
Okay. Now, let it sit until the pectin in the fruit gels. Basically, the wetness of the fruit, will basically gel. Especially if you put some papaya and some of those types of fruits in it.
Okay.
And then you can leave it sit. And if it ferments, then it makes, and you just keep adding more fruit and more sugar.
Oh, you know I like fermenting. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then you can keep adding it from there.
Nice. Okay, I'm going to try it. Can you put it on the Goober Snatch so I can look at
it? No.
Why not?
No. It's not, we're not telling everybody. We're telling you.
Okay. All it's all recorded. Thank you.
Okay, we'll move on.
A bag of navel oranges, bag of grapefruit, pink if possible, but they're more colorful. Two large pineapples, a large can of pineapple chunks in pineapple juice, about 20 ounces of maraschino cherries, two medium large South Pacific coconuts, stir it all together. And if you want to make a beurre blanc for the top of it, use heavy cream, 3 tablespoons of confectioner's sugar, and a cup of coconut.
Okay.
And half a cup of pecans toasted, and you stir that up and make it like a dip on the top of it.
Okay. Excellent.
Okay, Louie, that's
a lot of talk.
What? Make his tea hard?
Make her teeth hard.
Oh, good.
Her
That's
teeth.
What I need.
Her teeth?
My
teeth.
TT.
What's that?
Two of them. Both of them.
Both of them.
All
her
of
teeth
them.
And patas.
You mean your nipples?
Them.
Make your nipples hard?
Oh, yeah,
BB,
that too.
And BB and TT and BB and TT and all of them, yeah. TT and BB
those.
And Lily. And Lily.
Yeah, all those extra ones I'm growing, too. I love it.
Let's go. It's all good.
Okay, we're going to move on.
Thank you.
Okay, thank
that was
you,
good,
Juliette.
Though. Not people should do.
Okay, go ahead, Ira.
Don't use yogurt. Some people use yogurt. Don't use yogurt. Use cream instead.
Now, this is Ira from Sweden, I think, or Norway. Where are you from, Ira?
Hey, Ira.
From Sweden. The south.
Yeah, okay,
hello.
Go ahead.
The fjord. Hopping off the fjord.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, I wanted to ask you really quickly about Tycho Brahe. Tycho Brahe was a very famous astrologer and astronomer from just the next village here. And he seems to have met up with Galileo. Is that true? In the south of... He did? Who taught who? What?
It was a joint collaborative.
So they helped each other, yeah? Was it when they were at the court of... Oh, where all the Rosicrucians...
Castle House.
Castle House. Okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting. He came back to Scandinavia and became very prominent here.
He was prominent there.
Is he still?
Yeah.
Is he not transitioned?
No, he is not.
Good.
Yeah, I think he was a teacher of Kepler, maybe.
Yeah. Kepler. And as Ian just confirmed, they kind of met up.
Well, no, he was
Galileo.
Famous.
Yes, he
well,
was.
Brico was the authority. Galileo, I think, well, I'll check the dates, but Galileo would want to meet Brahe.
Nah, no date. He's so silly, Bob. He's so funny. He just playing with you, honey. Don't let him do that shit to you. Don't let him get away with that.
It's
medical malpractice, Bob. It's malpractice.
Did they meet up with John D. as well?
Yeah, but he wasn't so significant.
Well, those two guys, they knew more than John D. about the actual things, at least. So, can you help me with my rose cuttings? What to do about it all?
Okay, yes. So, describe what you're doing wrong now.
I take a lot of cuttings, and some of them have not so good rooting percentage.
Just stick them in the ground. When you cut them, just stick them in the ground. That's how you do it. Don't do anything. Don't even use any of the leaf string, the stuff that you dip it into. Don't do that. Just stick them in the ground and they'll root.
I do stick them into potting soil.
No,
use
vermiculite. Just stick them in the true soil or use more vermiculite.
Then you want me to stick them in the soil outside, not in a greenhouse.
Correct. Outside, yep. You messed it up. Get you out of the way and it'll work perfect.
Okay. What to do about the windy situation then? If I have to stick them outside, it's...
We don't see that as a problem.
Oh, no? Airy and good. Do I need to protect them with the straw bales or something?
You may, yes. That's perfectly fine. It is coming in.
And what about a shading cloth? Shading cloth?
You can't. I mean, if you would get over this, you could do this in the greenhouse and it will be fine, but you won't quite seem to let it go. So that's what you would have to do. So if you can get over that part, it'll be great because then you wouldn't have to be bothered with it anymore. That'd be good. But until you do, you got to go with it that way.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
And for now, I've been using the leftover RNA drops watered down or the other mix. You know what I'm talking about?
That's a terrible waste.
It's a terrible waste.
Yeah, you shouldn't have any left over. You should take them yourself.
Yes, I do. When the bottle
then there should be none.
Finished,
there should be none left.
It's the last residue, you know, when all the drops are out. I fill it up with water.
If you're shaking it as you're doing it, when the last drops come out, it'll be all of it. But, yes, if you're just going to rinse it out one more time. Okay. If you're going to do it that way, you're not getting enough to make much of a significant difference.
Okay.
It's still okay. It's no problem.
Is it better to use the other solution? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, it is to use the... Yes. Yes, it is.
Good. Are there any timing windows you want me to use?
Use the moon scale. Light by the light of the moon and dark by the dark of the moon.
So this has to be done in the dark of the moon, yeah?
Very good, very good, very good. This ain't your first rodeo, honey.
No, no, it's not. Not on this. Not on this subject.
So, now listen, get some. Do you know peanuts? You know peanuts?
Peanuts, yeah.
Get some ground peanut holes.
Oh, terrible. Yeah, that's a difficult thing to get hold of here. It's grown this continent.
Well, that's the reason we're trying to say if you can get some, it'll grind it into your soil, the powdered version of it. And get somebody in another country that has peanut shells, grind them up in a powder and send them to you. Stir that into your ground. You'll see a huge difference.
How much do we need?
Oh, gracious, a pound or two will be all you'd require. It's not that serious.
Okay, and that's for my potting soil here, for the cuttings, or for all of
just
my
for
land?
Just for the cuttings. Just, no, not for all of your land. You'd need a ton for all of your land, but just for your cuttings, what you're trying to make, there's something to work with. Well, good God, you'd have to take on all of Lancashire.
No, I'm not even in Lancashire.
No, I know, but you take enough to cover all of Lancashire for your property. So, yeah, no.
Okay. So, any other tips?
Your privacy is so much fun.
For my little yard here, any other tips?
Yeah. Your little yard. That's pretty good. That's rich. Yes, nothing else is needed for your little yard. It's all great and fine.
Good. What about the chickens? When are they going to learn to eat, to feed themselves?
Feed them. They're not. They're never going to. As long as you feed them, they're never going to learn to feed themselves. As long as you keep feeding them, they're never going to be able to feed themselves. If you didn't feed them, they'd have to go dig for worms on their own. But until you stop that,
they're going
to continue.
So can I stop feeding them?
Absolutely.
Should I give them anything interesting dug into the compost? Hide something in the compost so that they are ushered on to dig for themselves?
For Pete's sake, you're right back to feeding them again. It's like the
oxycodone.
Stop it. That's why you're having the question, is because they won't do it. And the reason they won't do it is because you'll do it for them. And as long as you keep doing it for them, they'll never do it. So, yeah, point made.
Yeah. And then, Allium. 2 years ago, you told me, stop talking to those guys. Is it a better timing now?
Well, do you have an erection regarding it?
Well, I always sort of thought that better gardening went better if I did it together with them. And then you've told me, no, you're the queen in your garden, so you kind of set up the rules.
Well, that's not changed. You're still the queen, but now queen can share monarchies. If you're comfortable with it, that's okay. But don't let them come in and take over and start running anything. And the first time they raise their ugly little head with their own little opinions of how things are going to go, we will strike down their lands. So just
okay,
so you
I'm
know,
a,
if you want to engage them, if you want to engage them, you certainly may. And that's fine. But if they
help.
Overstep the ground, if they overstep one time, it's over. So if that's okay with you, then please proceed.
I would like to have them help me with watering, for instance.
Then tell them what it is you require of them and let them do that. Nothing more.
Nothing more. Okay.
You drive. Now you're still the queen. Now you're still the queen and everything is good and there's no issue. And we're not really warring this thing. We're just saying you can't run around here letting someone else run your world, for Pete's sake.
For Pete's sake. Okay.
Peat mosses and a peat bog, yes, Pete's sake.
Yeah, we have one. Any news about my father? Does he want
happy.
To pick up the conversation now? He's happy, yeah? That's good.
Yeah. Well, it's time, because he's been grumpy, as you know.
Yes. Is there any way for me to notice when he is up for talk?
Make the tea. You know the tea we mean.
I know the tea he needs? Or
the
he
one
wants?
You make. If he were here today and said, girl, make me some tea, you'd know exactly what to make, would you not?
Oh, great.
Then that's what you make.
Yeah, okay. I'll put a copper up for him.
We're going to help a little. Watch the mirrors. You'll notice him in the mirrors, but he's persnickety.
Can you help me find a way to contact Pia Sundhage? Do you know her?
Say it again.
Pia Sundhage.
What's that mean?
Piyatunhage is the woman leading the Olympic female soccer team of Sweden, who took silver medal, and she is very well known in the U.S. in soccer circles, as she brought your team to the standards they are now, the female team. I would like to talk to her about some certain drops.
What's her name?
Pia Sundhage.
Okay, so request to speak to her through ION.
Well, what might even be easier, just ask the question you'd ask of her. Let's see if we can clean this up, make it a little easier for you. There's nothing she's going to tell you that we don't know.
No, I would like to go and talk to her about the RNA drops and the protein, of course, as that would really help them on. And magnesium. All of those young women training like crazy, and now they're already a good team. If they could get the drops and get the hang of it, we would have a slayer team.
It would be incredible. And they're going to accuse them of doping.
Sure. So they should only go with half the serving.
Well, no, they'll accuse them, but then they'll test. They won't test positive, but it'll just basically, their natural will be overwhelming, and that's good. But then the way to do it fair is everybody will have to get access to them. They'll have to disclose that they're engaging Bob's little piss pot.
Bob's secret church.
Yeah, Church of the Subgenius? Church of the Subgenius?
No. Bert was on it. It's that cult.
Last
time you were talking about the priest. No.
Why are you mentioning this cult?
Why are you mentioning it? It has to do with all of us that has already taken the drops, and we can't seem to be able to convince even our family about that.
That's the cult. Where's our favorite cult? The one that says, tell them to fuck off. Tell them to fuck off, all of them. Don't let them know it. Well, keep it secret. Take it to your bed. Don't let them know it. Don't let anybody know it. Just be quiet, move along. You're going to have to bury them anyway, so there's no reason to rubbing it down their throat hole. Just leave it alone. When they die, bury them and move on down the line. It's all good.
Are you need to have this contact, or it's not to be done?
You may do it if you choose, but it's not required. And we say hide it from them if you're going to do that.
Okay.
Hey, tell them don't do it. Call them and say, you talk to non-physical. Non-physical says, under penalty of death, do not engage this. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. For the thrill of love or money, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. That'll make it easy. And then if they choose to, they went against your will. That's good. That's good. That part's okay. So it's not good.
And Sean says that this is going to be how Bob actually participates in Olympics, in the Bob Olympics.
Yes,
Bob
many
Olympics.
Do.
Bob.
To Bob,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Good.
To Bob. Mm-hmm. So it's good. And it's fine. You are correct in your words. There's nothing wrong with your words. But it's just really not necessary as a bird flies. But, you know, Bob gets into this athlete stuff for about 1 second. Then he's just like over it about as quick. So it's okay. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, if you had the whole all of it, what would you have? Nothing. So it's all good. It's all good fun sport.
Okay. I thought it would be...
But it's very genuine and kind. It is. It's very kind of you to engage it because you're very compassionate in caring for how they come out.
I would love to see more female sports getting true credits.
Yes, indeed. That would be delicious.
Yes. I wanted to ask about the Cathars, or the Albigenser.
Okay.
You know the Albigensers and the Cathars, they were in the south of France. They probably were much more spread out because
they
knew something.
They were go all the way to Leopold II.
what were they doing?
Working,
they were
mining,
doing?
mining.
They were mining?
Yes. Securing mines, mine rights. Securing rights, mineral rights.
I thought they were healers.
They are in minerals.
And they became so dangerous to the king that they had to slaughter every one of them.
Absolutely, and we're all for that. Absolutely. Wonderful. Spot on. That's good.
Okay, Ira.
Yes.
Did you ask your question about the Cathars?
Yes, I did. And he said that it was good to slay them all.
Okay, you're finished? We go on to the next person?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank
you. We adore you more than you know. Listen. You can find a bit of talcum. Put a little bit of talcum in your soil where you're going to do your beddings, and that'll also
mm-hmm.
help. It'll change the nitrate rate in your soil.
Any specific talcum you want?
Any of them. Just some talc, a gypsum-based talc. Just a bit. You know, more than a cup in the whole wash.
Okay. Thank you for all the answers. Very
happy.
You're going to
be wonderful. You're going to be wonderful.
Is there a way to root cuttings from apple trees?
Graft them.
No, well, that's what I want to avoid.
Why?
Why go through another tree when you can have the true tree?
Because you don't. That's the rub. You don't have a tree to a tree. That's right. That's the point. You can. Yes.
Can't.
Yes.
Well, that's where you gave me
yet.
A special...
Yes. Yet. Yet. We said yet. We said yet. We
okay,
said
good,
yet.
Good. Good.
It'll catch up. It'll catch up. It'll catch up. But it's not yet. And we'll give you the details. Actually, if you make that tea, we may give it to you anyway. But... make the tea first.
Okay, thank you.
Delicious. Stay out of the apothecary.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay.
That was good, Bob. You should get a lot of those notes, Bob. That was pretty good.